Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 6 of the Be It Lead podcast. There's a couple of questions that I want to ask you, and I want you to answer truthfully. One of these days, we're going to grow up, and we're going to be so old that we're going to be 80 years of age, and we're going to be looking back over the last 80 or so years. One of these days, we won't be here. We will only be dirt in the ground. And the questions I want to ask you is this. What did you do with your life? Will you look back with happiness, and will you look back and be proud of what you achieved and what you gave back to life? How did you live your life? Did you struggle, or were you happy? And I'm talking about yourself. Were you happy with how you felt? How you looked? How was your physical state? How was your mental state? Did you struggle? Or do you have no regrets? Did you live your life to the fullest? Were you content? Were you happy? Where did you get your joy from? Those are very, very simple questions, but questions that need to be answered. Questions that, for the vast majority of us, are going to be negative. For the vast majority of us, we're going to have a bad answer there. Now, let me have you consider this. If you are 35, 30, 45, 55, 65 years of age, and if you look back over the last 10, 20, 15, 7 years of your life, and you haven't been happy in that period, then something needs to change. Everything needs to change. How you operate on a daily basis needs to change. If you are avoiding going out to social events because you're ashamed and you're embarrassed and you hate how you look and how you feel, then something drastically needs to change in your life. And I know you've tried it all, and I know you've failed, and I know you have fear of failing again. And I know it's easier to try and blanket, to try and push it to the back of your mind, to try and forget it until the next event, until the next birthday, until the next time the girls are going out for a meal or a drink or to go shopping or to go to a coffee, and you're plunged back into this exact pit again. See, I know how it feels to not want to be somewhere. I know how it feels to not want to go somewhere. I used to get it every day when I used to have to drive to Kilkenny. For 4.5 years, I got that same punch, that same kick in the stomach that you're feeling on a daily basis. Now, if I look back over my period in the army, I look back and I think to myself, what did I achieve? What did I accomplish? Where were the positives in that time scale? Where were the positives in my life at that time? And I have to live with the answers that I tell myself. I have to live with where I was, with what I was doing, with what I was feeling, how I was looking, how I lived my life. I have to live with those feelings. And so do you. You're going to look back over the last 5 years, 10 years, whatever it may be. And the question you have to ask yourself is, did you do enough? Did you do enough to pull yourself out of the hole that you are currently in? Did you commit enough? Did you want it enough? Did you work hard for it? Or did you roll over? Or did you give up? Or did you stay in this consistent action of starting and stopping, starting and stopping. So I'm going to leave you on this. In many, many years from now, we're going to look back and I'm going to be 80 years of age. And soon enough after that, we won't be here. We will be in the ground. And the questions you have to ask yourself, was I happy in my life? Was I happy with how I looked? Was I happy with how I felt? If the answers are negative, if the answers are no, then do it. Do what you need to do. Make the change. Make the commitment. Put the shoulder to the wheel and move with speed, with power, with passion, with no fear, but hope.